A majlis that was given by my Sheikh Hazrat Dr. Tanveer Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, approximately 16 years ago. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. Hazrat quoted this verse of the ayat, the verse of the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala says, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنَتَ اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day, the day of Qiyamah, لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ, wealth will not be of any benefit. لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ, and children also will be of no benefit. لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنَتَ اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except that person that comes to Allah Ta'ala with a heart full of salamati, with a heart that is sound, a sound heart. Except that person who comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Salim means sound heart. Now he says that Allah Ta'ala never prescribed one action by which a person will attain a sound heart. He said, okay, do this action, you got a sound heart. Yes, when he talks about salamati, normally we refer to the hadith, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is that person, as you heard now from the kitab that was read, the Muslim, the true Muslim, the kamil Muslim, is that person that doesn't cause harm to Allah Ta'ala's makhluk in any way, neither verbally, neither physically. Doesn't cause harm to anyone. That's a kamil mu'min. Right? So that we know. But he said, if you contextualize this ayat, and you start pondering on the ayat that came above it, the sequence of the ayats that came above it, that surah, that ayat, that whole ruku, watlu alayhim naba Ibrahim. In that ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this verse here, yawma la yan fa'umalu wa la banun illa man atallaha bi qalbin salim. He says, but prior to bringing this verse, there were other verses also above it. And the verse that came above it, Allah ta'ala says, huwa alladhi yut'imni wa yasqini. He is the one that feeds me, and he is the one that quenches me. Allah Ta'ala. He is the one that feeds me, and he is the one that quenches me. If Allah Ta'ala snatches away a person's rosy, who can give him rosy? If Allah Ta'ala takes a person's food sustenance away from him, which power on this earth can give him back his sustenance? And there are so many people in this world. Allah Ta'ala has given them, mashallah, everything. But they can't eat and they can't drink. They don't have the ability to eat and drink. They have difficulty in eating because they got sicknesses. They got other diseases. Doctor said, you can eat this, you can't eat this, you can drink this, you can't drink this, this is your limit, this is that. All day they will have medicines. So he says there was one person in Peshawar. Peshawar is a town in Pakistan. So he says there's a town there called Peshawar. There was a person by the name of Kali Khan. A very wealthy, wealthy person. Very wealthy person. So people used to ask him, what's your value? What's your worth? He says, I don't even know, because the money I made, I used to put it in bundles and throw it in my cellar. I never even count the money I made. I got so much money. I just put it in big, big bundles and throw it in my cellar. That's what he said. So they told him that, can you give us some of your history? How you made this money, where you started from? Because every person, even though he became a billionaire or whatever, he has a humble beginnings also. Everything has a humble beginning. What is your humble beginning? He says, I used to work in the railways. I used to work in the railways. I used to get 1-2 rotis from home. I used to eat that and drink some lassi and take my turban and go under the tree. I should open my turban and sleep away there. And I should work there in the tracks and whatever work was required in the railways. I used to do that job. That was my humble beginning. After that, Allah Ta'ala gave him so much wealth. Allah Ta'ala gave him so much wealth. Right? So then what happened? He says, I want to tell you something. You see, all this dawlat I have now, this wealth, the cars, the houses, everything, I'm prepared to exchange it for that life when I was working in the railways. So they asked him, but Allah Ta'ala gave you so much, why do you want to exchange this current life of yours for that life when you had nothing, sleeping under a tree and eating 1-2 rotis and just having all that and you are surviving? He says, because now I got all the wealth of the world, but I can't eat, I can't sleep, and I can't drink. So what's the use? I got so much money. How is it going to help me? In any way, I can't even enjoy a nice plate of food. I can't even get a good sleep. So what do I do with all this wealth? Rather take all the wealth away and give me that life when I was sleeping under the tree and eating nicely, no fikr in the world, it's a good health. You see, that's why we must cherish our health. Health is foremost, most important. Wealth is not so important like our health is important. What's the use? You have all the money but you don't have health. How can you even enjoy? So Hazrat said, ye dawlat kis kaam ki hai? How it's going to help? Yes, Allah Ta'ala for a believer, He sends sickness to cleanse him of all his gunas. He puts him in different difficulties so that his guna gets washed away. He gives him fever. He gives him all kinds of guna. He gets washed away. You see? So therefore, at the end of the day, salamati, good health, afiyat, sahibat, all that is so important. When we're eating our food, as it says, Muhammad Masullah Rahmatullah Ali told him, Yeh soch liya karo, jab khane ke liye baith jao. When you sit down to eat food, then you must ponder ke kaun khila raha hai, who's feeding you. Now you've got food in front of you, there's a plate of food. Who's feeding you that food? When you're eating your food, usko soch liya karo. Ponder on that. That this I'm eating now, who's feeding me? Kabhi tune hal chalaya? Did you ever take one tractor, one ox wagon, all that to go in the plant, everything in the fields? Did you ever do that? You went and sweated outside in the sun, midday, boiling, toiling. Did you do all that? Did you plant one potato, one tomato in your life? But it's on your plate. You've done nothing. It's being delivered to you. In your home, you're taking it. You have to put it in a pot, put a few masalas, and it's right on you. You've done nothing. Allah Ta'ala is feeding you. So when you're eating food, don't just eat fast. Gobble all the food up. You must ponder that who am I? Who is feeding me? So this is the nasihat Hazrat Muhammad Masullah Rahmatullah Ali gave to Hazrat Dr. Tanveer Sahib. He told him, when you're eating food, ponder who is feeding you at that moment. And then, what was the ayat after that? وَإِذَا مَرِضْتَ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Then when you get sick, who gives you shifa? Allah Ta'ala will give shifa. Nobody can give shifa besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one that gives cure. We have to have full yaqeen. Says there was one khalifa of Muhammad Masullah Khan Sahib. His name was Maulana Ajaz Rahmatullah Ali. Wo kabhi dawa nahi khate the. He shouldn't take no medications. Maulana Ajaz Sahab. Ajeeb buzrug he was. He used to get up 3 o'clock in the morning, read tahajjud, then run for 2 miles. Come back, make ghusl, read tahajjud again. Aise buzrug the. Khalifa Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Get up for tahajjud and run, read namaz and run 2 miles. Come back, make ghusl, read tahajjud again. You see? So, wo kabhi dawa nahi khate the. You shouldn't take medication. So, Shifa Allah will give me. Full yaqeen. You've got a little bit headache, just enjoy it. A little bit fever, just enjoy it. Allah Ta'ala has created a mechanism in your body to fight off sickness. So if you exercise properly and you sleep well and you that, inshallah your body can fight off the sicknesses. Body can fight off sicknesses. Allah Ta'ala has created quwwat al-difa'iyya inside the body. But there was another person, another buzrug, he had a different tartib. His tartib is when he used to get sick, then he used to go to the doctor. And the doctor used to prescribe all the medicine. Then he used to go to the pharmacy. And then he should buy all the medicine. And after doing everything, he should take it and throw it in the gutter. All the medicine, and said that min haisul azbab, those people which Allah Ta'ala wanted me to give them their rosy, I gave them their rosy. And now he says, Allah, now I'm only turning to you, you give me health. Aise bhi log guzre. Ajeeb. He says there was one buzrug. His food used to get delivered to him. His food used to get delivered to him. He says, but that is not for me and you. Pehre wo kya karte hai, wo bahut tawakkul karte hai. They make tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala. Allah, my rozi comes from you. You nobody give me rozi besides you. So he says, pehle Allah Ta'ala kuch din tak aazmayenge zarur. Okay, rozi comes. 3-4 din you gain for 3-4 days, make you hungry like you have never felt hunger. No food, no food, no food. After 3-4 days, somebody knocked the door, says, I brought you a plate of food. So after that, barabbar jo hai, wo silsila chalta raha. Rozana koi khana pocha dete. So some ahlullah like that, the level of tawakkul is so high. So Hazrat Mushayyad, that Maulana Masoolah Rahmatullah Ali said, hum to wahan tak nahin pochhe. We haven't reached there as yet. Maulana Masoolah Rahmatullah Ali mentioned. Wo to bahut unchi. That's why you must have full yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala. That's the point. That who gives rozi? Allah gives rozi. Yes, we are weak, so we must uplift all the asbab. But the ahlullah are different because their eyes are so focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will give us our rozi. So for them, their level of tawakkul is on a different platform. So we can't reach there. So we must do what we have to do. But Allah Ta'ala is the one that gives rozi. Allah Ta'ala is the one that gives shifa. Allah Ta'ala, because all the doctors in the world, when we go, they prescribe so many medicines and medicines, one test and another test, and we become guinea pigs for them. Sanat, cash cows. Sai Baji. They say the doctors try and the patients fry. Sanat, they try all the medicine because that one rep will come. This is a new medicine. You must please sell this medicine for us. Now he got that as a sample. Now he's going to prescribe that thing because they can come again, knock at his door. Now he's going to try all those new medicines, you see, that's coming in the market. Now who's going to try it on you? But when you go there, they're going to prescribe all that medicines for you. So the doctors try and the patients fry. This is what happens. Cash cows. And they make you run from pillar, this pillar, that pillar, this test. But at the end of the day, shifa is not in their hands. Shifa is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand that? Then Hazrat goes on to say, now if you look at the sequence of the ayats, right? وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَوَى يَشْفِي. When I get sick, Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. And when I die, who's going to give me hayat again? Allah Ta'ala will take me out of the qabr. Sabaji. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Hey Allah, I'm hoping that on the day of Qiyamah, you will forgive me all my sins. Now look at the sequence of these ayat-e kareema. So Hazrat says, if we get the sequence in our lives, اور ہماری مرضی اللہ کی مرضی بن جائے، اللہ کی مرضی ہماری مرضی بن جائے. Our happiness becomes Allah's happiness. Allah's happiness becomes our happiness. Once we have reached that maqam, then we have attained qalbi salim. Kya baat? Once we reach that maqam, that now Allah, hayat is from you, sickness is from you, food is from you, rizq is from you, everything is from you. Whatever you prescribe for me, I'm happy with that, and you'll be happy with me. Once we have reached that maqam, then we have attained qalbi salim. Ab qalbi salim hasil ho gaya. Kya matlab? He's extracting it from the context of the ayat, the sequence of the tartib of the ayat karima. Kya baat? And then he gave examples. He said the sahaba ikram, they had reached that maqam of qalbi salim. They gave up all their marziyat for Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he quotes the ayat of the Quran, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا إلى آخر الآية آباءهم. Sahaba ikram, they will never have love for people who had animosity against Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They could not love them. Those people that had hatred for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba ikram will not have one iota of love for them. وَلَوْ كَانُوا أَبَا. Even if they are fathers, they are brothers, they are whoever, it's family members also. And then Hazrat quoted the Battle of Badr. And he said, Hazrat Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he was a Sahabi. His father was not a Muslim. His father was not Muslim. So he chopped his father's head off. And he brought his father's head to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and put it by his feet. There's my father's head in front of you. These were the Sahaba. Allahu Akbar. And in this point of the Majlis, Hazrat actually broke down, started crying. Hazrat Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu brought his father's head and he put it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Battle of Badr. Asal rishta is the rishta between a human servant and Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the relationship that we have to work on. That's the asal relationship. All the other relationships are nothing. The main relationship is between you and Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the relationship. That is the relationship that has to be strengthened. That is the most important of all relationships, is between a human being and Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What it would take a human to kill his own father? Sahaba done it. And what sacrifices they made? للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله. And the muhajirin, that they left their houses, they were thrown out of Makkah. They sacrifice their wealth, their children, their families, everything. For what reason? To attain the fazl of Allah Ta'ala and attain the ridwan of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. They were the truthful ones. So they were the muhajirin. They left Makkah. And this side in Medina, the Ansar was waiting for them. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّهُ الدَّارِ وَالْإِيمَانِ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. They had love for those people that made hijrah and came to Sa'id. The Ansar had love for the Muhajirin. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً. And now because the Muhajirin, when they came out, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they lost everything. So when they get shares, give them double. Ansar, give them one share, give the Muhajirin two shares. But not one day, the Ansar made one negative comment. Why you gave them more and gave us less? Not one day they had anything to say regarding the taqseem of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he gave the Ansar double, and when he gave the Muhajirin double, and he gave the Ansar half. That's what Allah Ta'ala is talking about. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They sacrificed. You want my share also? You take my share also. It's okay, fine. They made taqseem of their wealth. They made taqseem of their business. They make taqseem even of their wives also. That are the sahaba that attained maqam salim. Subhanallah bi qalbin salim. And then, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ, those that came after them, يَقُولُونَ, after the Ansar and after the Muhajirin, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Making dua for those that came after. Allah forgive them and our brothers that came from before. And don't be any hatred in our hearts for them. There mustn't be any hiqd, animosity, enmity, hatred for them in our hearts. Hamari Ustaz Hazrat farmate hai, that person that points a finger at any sahabi, he's not a mu'min. He doesn't have iman. If any person had to say even one derogatory word against any sahabi, wa iman se kharij, he's kafir, he's not a believer, he's out of the fold of Islam. Because what he's saying is directly going against nasi qat'i regarding sahaba. Radiallahu anhum. Nabi Allah Ta'ala said, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never have the courage to say one word against any sahabi. Never. Allahu Akbar. Be very careful when it comes to sahaba. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even said, don't target them, don't swear them, don't speak bad about them. That's a mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't swear the sahaba. Then he said, that Hazrat Uwais al-Qarni, you all must have heard his story, he couldn't come to attain sahabiyat because he was making khidmat of his mother. So one person said, he asked, what is the farq between Uwais al-Qarni and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? What's the farq between them two? Now Uwais al-Qarni, obviously, mustajab al-da'wat, his du'as were getting accepted. Sahaba like Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to run behind him to make du'a. So his du'as were accepted by Allah Ta'ala, became mustajab al-da'wat. But nevertheless, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala said that the horse of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the dust in its nose, Uwais al-Qarni cannot reach the level of the dust of the nose in the nose of the horse of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, because he is the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His eyes never sat in the company of Rasulullah. He did not see with his eyes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never heard the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never heard the kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So no person, no matter how great wali he is, Maulana Abbas rahimahullah farmated, if took all of the awliya put together, they are not equal to the dust on the hoof of the horse of a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye maqam hai, that's the maqam of the sahaba. So we must stand with the sahaba. Always stand with the sahaba. Sanati. Never fall and become compassionate to those people that have bad words, swear the sahaba, degrade the sahaba. So don't ever give them any hearing, don't sit with them, don't talk with them. So la'natullahi alayhim, may Allah's curse be on top of them. Sanati. Those people that can have the himmat and guts to speak against the Sahaba al-Kiram, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. A person who speaks against Sahaba is not a believer. He loses his iman. He's out of the fold of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala, may He grant us all qalbi salim. That when we go to Allah Ta'ala, then how we must go to Allah Ta'ala, all of us? With qalbi salim, a sound heart. A sound heart. And if you look at the context also of that ayat, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. In some tafsirs is written there that your wealth and your children will be of no benefit for you. Yes, but if you reach Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart, then your wealth and children will become beneficial for you. That. Like that, if you reach Allah Ta'ala and you don't go with a sound heart, then your wealth and children will be of no benefit to you in the Akhirat. But if you go with قَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ to Allah Ta'ala into the Akhirat, So at that point now, your wealth will be beneficial for you in the akhirat, and your children that you left behind will be beneficial in the akhirat. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us all qalbi sareem. Allah Ta'ala imbibe in us all these beautiful qualities and sadat that our akabir have spoken about. And what a beautiful majlis. May Allah Ta'ala fill Hazrat's qabr with nur. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.